Welcome to another episode of the RSM Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Clem, and today we're talking to Scott Shaper, the president of the KC Market, and Ashley Robinson, the social media team lead, on tips for finding a digital marketing company that's right for your business. Let's listen in. Welcome, Ashley and Scott. Thank you for joining us today. Today, we're going to talk about something that is a huge hot topic, I feel like, in the industry, and that is digital marketing. So we're going to cover how we can help clients and potential clients find the right agency for them when they're looking for a digital marketing agency. So let's kick it off with talking about our team. Scott, you're the president of the team, newly named Lead Generation. And yeah. Ashley, as the lead of the social media team, I know that you're a big asset on the team as well. So let's talk a little bit about what the team does and what are the capabilities.
Yeah, so thanks for having me. So the lead gen team at RSM really consists of what we used to call the brand engagement team, which was something that we did, and we decided to focus on what we bring as a result of all those efforts. So all the capabilities start with search, PPC, social media, any kind of digital ad or pay-per impression, and then content marketing. So that could be blogging or service content or content in any digital platform is all the lead gen departments. Did I catch everything, Ash?
Yep, I think you got it all.
So what kind of clients do we work with, and what kind of work do we do for them?
Yeah, so frequently clients will come to us with one or two particular needs. And so I think traditionally they come with something that they're really hurting with, and that could be just generating additional sales on their website. So sometimes they feel like their website needs attention. Sometimes they want an ad campaign because something happened. They got a coupon in the mail, or one of their colleagues mm-hmm. told them about something, and they don't know where to get started because there's a lot you can do. And so they want to do the right thing with their dollars. And so they'll come to us with questions, and then we'll go from there. And so it could be a full envelope of services. Sometimes it's just we need help with our social, for example, and we can jump in and just do that.
And I think it's smart. I know the transition to repositioning the team to lead gen is a recent one, and I think it's a smart one because, like you mentioned, clients are focused on that end goal. I want more of this. I want more of that. I think we're beyond that period of time when people were saying, oh, what's social? I just need help getting stuff on my page. And now it's like, okay, social is a place where I can see, business happening, and they right. want leads, and they need to see a certain amount of sales increase. And so it sounds like clients nowadays are coming to us probably with the specific goal in mind, right, of what they want.
Well, and Ryan, especially with social, you hit it right there, because clients will come to us with sales goals or with different metrics or engagement mm-hmm. goals on social media. And it really is leveraging those new tools, such as straight booking online with one-click buttons, to where you could book a consultation or an oil change, et cetera, just through a Facebook page. And so it's not so much just getting the content out there, like you said, but it's also leveraging that content to collect leads, to collect sales. Big e-commerce platforms are really utilizing social media, where consumers are already scrolling and looking for content, and then they come across an ad or they come across something that fits their need set or their wants, and then they click and then they get it.
Mm-hmm. And more than anything in the digital space, we are all consumers of it day in and day out. And, I'm sure clients come to us and say, I saw this, or, I want to do this. And so there's probably just a ton of stuff. Like when we are talking to a potential client or onboarding someone, they're already probably bringing ideas to the table of campaigns they want to try. Is that true? Do you find that?
I would say so, yeah. And our team internally, we do a lot of research too, to see different market trends or different video tricks and tips that we can use. And so we kind of ask the client, what are some of your options that you're looking for? What are some of your ideas? And let's collaborate together with some of the industry knowledge and expertise that we bring to the table. as well.
Mm-hmm. So in my mind, you know, I always kind of bucket digital, and I think, you know, our team does as well. You know, we've got PPC, we've got search, we've got social, and, you know, we all know Google is a huge mammoth in the digital space. And here at RSM, we've been a Google partner for a long period of time, and one of the only certified Google partners in the region. For those who aren't familiar with what it means to be a partner, Scott, can you explain what that Google partnership means and entails for us as an agency?
Yeah, I mean, a Google partnership allows us to have a little bit more an in-depth kind of contact with Google on behalf of our clients. And the requirements to become such a partner are fairly stringent. There's got to be a certain number of Google certified service individuals inside the firm. And that could be along a number of different kind of use channels. So with PPC or SEO, some very technical kind of alignments, knowledge-wise, are required. But once you become a partner, you get account management, and you get a certain amount of like audience with Google internally. So it really gives us a leg up because we can reach right out to our Google kind of rep and ask them questions on our client's behalf, help us fix problems. There's a lot of search problems that happen. We're able to intervene much more quickly than, say, another firm that can just maybe open a ticket or just research. We have kind of a little bit more access, which gives us a leg up, I think.
Right. That's huge. And I think everyone knows how big Google is, so the fact that we've kind of got that ear and that back door makes us a great partner that way. What would you say, looking at Google specifically, what are clients looking for with whatever goals they may have? What are they wanting to achieve with Google, whether that be an optimized Google My Business page, search campaigns? What do you see?
Yeah, good question. Google is so big, and so it penetrates so much of the digital space for a particular client. But I've had clients say so many, ask for so many things, like, I see our competitors show up when I type in this. Can we get there too? Or how do they get reviews in terms of like those star ratings right on the search page? We don't have that. And so, like you said, we're consumers of the digital space ourselves. So clients come out to us with those ideas or kind of those needs. They're looking for engagements across right on the search page. They would like Google My Business, their map listings corrected, perfectly accurate. They notice when they speak into their phones, their service near me, they want to hear their result come up. So I think they're realizing that their consumers, their customers, their prospects, or the general market is doing those very same things that they do every day, and they want to be a part of it. And so that's where the phone rings, or we get emails with those questions.
Right. So looking at Google and the other services that we provide on the digital scape, how can we advise people who are looking for a digital partner? What tips would you both have for someone who's trying to find the right partner? Because I know a lot of times when we get someone that we're talking to as a potential client, we want to make sure we're the right fit for them as well. So how can we help guide people who are trying to find a good digital partner?
I would say, Ryan, one of the biggest things when a company is looking for a partner is that to remember it is a true partnership. So we work in conjunction with each other. We have common goals. We communicate regularly. And that's the difference between what I've seen at other experiences in RSM marketing is that the teams here truly care about the clients. And we are in for their best interests and their best needs. And so when a client or a company is looking for someone to partner with, do they want to find someone where they won't get that personalized attention or where they might feel like just a number or just another client? Or do they want to find someone that they can build a long-lasting relationship with for years and be able to go back and say, oh, when we did this 3 years ago, this was our results, and you guys are still there with us, and so you've grown with us the whole time. That's one of the biggest tips I would give any business out there is when you're looking, when you speak with those representatives from the businesses that you're potentially thinking to partner with, really kind of gauge, is this someone that we're going to have a true partnership with and we feel like a team rather than we feel like we're directing them or they're directing us in different directions.
So more than a vendor, right?
Yes, definitely.
Or a freelancer.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And there are so many, I feel like, especially in the digital space, freelancers out there. And I don't know why I put quote marks around that. They are freelancers. You can't see that in the podcast recording. But, well, you know, the difference probably between working with a freelancer and RSM is, like you mentioned before, at least with Google, you know, we've got a solid relationship with them. We've got a big team. You know, we have 40 specialists here, and the digital team especially, you know, is very well versed in different platforms. How would you say RSM, you know, if people who are considering a digital agency, let's be real, they're probably also considering a freelancer here, a freelancer there. You know, how can they best make that decision? What do we bring that a freelancer may not bring? Or maybe a freelancer may bring something that we don't.
I like to offer, there's a cohesion of our personnel here. We have so many experts that are very good at providing in their area. So great content providers are going to pass, you know, their content over to the social team. So because you really want to reinforce on as many channels as possible a particular message for a client. And you get a cohesiveness from kind of on one particular idea or one particular client message, you get a cohesion between what shows up in search, what shows up in blog, what shows up in email, what shows up in social. And that level of integration, you're not going to get with a freelancer. A freelancer is going to be an expert in one or two things, but not an expert in six or eight. And that's nothing against them. They're obviously really needed and provide a great service. But when it comes to kind of that full basket of services, they're not going to be able to compete in that way.
Right, right. And I think that's a great way to position it, is thinking about, you know, if I'm the client, you know, what am I looking for? Because some clients do want to, maybe they want to manage it all, or maybe, you know, there's a piece that they just want to kick off. And I think, Ashley, what you said is a great tip for clients to remember, too, is, do I want a partner? Do I want to, you know, kick off this one piece of my business? Or do I really want someone who's going to talk to me about what does this look like from, you know, 10,000 feet above? And, you know, what you said, Scott, the integration factor, right? So, you know, I kind of, when I think about RSM, it's almost like a nice little assembly line, right? Like, it starts here, you know, it starts with copy, then it starts with this, and then it does make its way to a team who knows how to set up the ads, who knows how to optimize them. And if we could talk maybe just a little bit about the process, right? So let's say I'm a new client and I get onboarded. What is that going to look like after we sign a contract?
Yeah. So once, let's say we inherit a website that is already looking really good. And so we're going to take that and begin applying the brand engagement tools that we have to create more leads. So there's an ideation that happens with the client, and this is an ongoing process. But let's say from a blogging perspective, we can create, you know, three or four different blog concepts, draw them out into kind of a larger position on the web, on the client domain, and then deliver those to the social team for them to tease out, you know, a paragraph or an idea on a smaller LinkedIn piece or link back to the blog, and then follow those up with social items so that when somebody interacts with a brand on a social platform and then they end up on that person's website sometime in the future, there's a familiarity of brand, there's a familiarity of voice, mm-hmm. and concept already there.
And also, I would say when we're first getting started with a client, we really focus on what their goals are or what that piece is. So like Scott said, maybe their website is great already, and we're going to start from that base and go on to other components. Maybe they don't have a website, so we start with what are the search terms that people are going to be searching for, and let's put those on your website through copy. Let's get some great graphical images, have our team work on those, and those all correlate with the social and with the digital presence and ads, because you have to have a set brand set of colors and fonts and all those different things that correlate with the tone and the voice and the messaging. And that's what RSM can really bring to you, because we have those teams internally who work together, who create those brand sets together. Maybe you have one already and we're going to amp it up. And so that's a really big component of where we start off with. We say, here's our 30-day outlook. What do we want to accomplish in these first 30 days? What's our biggest goal? What's our win? What's our success? And then let's look at what that looks like in 60 days, in 90 days. Let's make benchmarks and work with one team at a time or have multiple teams correlating, because there's a lot of moving pieces and you cannot and shouldn't do them all at once. You should pick the most important to set up that base factor for success and then move forward with the outward messaging, the ads, the social pieces, the content that gets posted for the consumers after all that background work has been completed and it's ready to go for the consumer's eyes.
I love that. So I think that's a good thing for people listening to this to remember, is we're going to start by asking the question, what's your goal? And maybe they don't know, and we can help them figure that out as well. And no matter, you know, what we set up or structure for them, I think it's also good to mention that, you know, we can, you know, build out a scope of work that fits into our outsourced marketing department, which, you know, I know that your team sometimes maybe has a relationship with a client who all they do with us is digital. Mm-hmm. Can we talk a bit for a second about how what the lead gen team does fits into our outsourced marketing department?
Yeah, so I think the outsourced marketing department gives us the ability to offer, you know, so many different personalities in terms of all marketing disciplines, where digital fits into that mix really well. The client then has the flexibility to kind of treat us like ask us for anything, and we can figure out how to get that done within the same budget every month or every quarter or whatever. It's part of the philosophy of we want to meet you where you are, and so the budget really comes down to how can we use that budget to achieve your goals, and that really is a discovery process up front. And mm-hmm. every budget is different. We have so many options in the OMD model to craft a strategy that is budget friendly, with larger budgets, medium-sized budgets, or budgets that fluctuate based on a client's seasonality. And it's just about a learning process that goes with every single engagement that, you know, I think makes us unique in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's that flat monthly fee, but that monthly fee could change, right?
Correct.
And that's good for clients to know. You know, I've been on the other side of not working in an agency and being the client and wondering, well, can we afford to work with someone who specializes in search?
Correct.
And I think here, you know, over the years, I've learned that we're willing to, like you guys said, meet people where they're at. As we wind down here, especially since I have two experts in the room, I'd love to talk about the opportunities with digital. What are those opportunities lingering out there, whether it be Facebook or Google, and how can we help clients capitalize on them?
I would say one of the biggest opportunities for clients, especially in the e-commerce section, is going to be that one-click online purchasing, having that complete brand set online using Instagram ads, Instagram shop, Facebook shop, that book now button on Facebook where you can have an instant calendar invite and reminder set up. You know, a lot of companies are not on the leading edge of those tools, but that's why we have a team here who researches and who watches those different tips and tricks that come out in the marketplace. We see what's working for others. We see how it could be improved for others. You know, maybe they're trying to do it and we can find a better way to accomplish those goals. And so I would say some of those leading factors is really just watching how social is changing the way that consumers purchase products. It's also changing the way how consumers use mobile devices more than computers. Is your website mobile, you know, optimized? How do your ads look on mobile? Is the text going to be intriguing? And so those are a lot of things that our team brings to the table in some of those new trends, is watching for those and being able to set those up when a client comes and says, hey, I've seen this or I've heard about this. Have you guys worked with that? And more than likely we have.
I would say that a trend for businesses coming up or right now should be the ability, I mean, strategically to know where your dollars being spent, and is that the most optimized way to spend that? How can I utilize these dollars better? There's so much data when it comes to digital that it just should not be acceptable to any business to hear something like, this is a branding, it's not really an ROI type strategy, because every dollar should be really, the service provider should be just such a good steward of that money. And so being able to prove out how those dollars are coming back to you, and the ability to measure and adjust on a monthly or quarterly basis, is really critical. And consumers, in terms of our clients, businesses are demanding that ROI equation, and they're asking those questions a lot more now. And I think that that's just going to get more and more like part of the client vernacular, is how do I see this money coming back to our business, and can we optimize that in a better way?
Yeah, what's that ROI? Yep, that makes sense. So any challenges that are coming up or that we're dealing with now that we help clients see their way through?
On the search side, Google is just this summer had a massive update. And so the fact that we can pay attention to those and kind of prepare our client data reporting so that they know that there could be a dip in search results, and here's why. So paying attention to why Google is doing the things they are. In this particular instance, they went after a swath of industries that when a consumer acted upon these search results, they could stand to spend a lot of money. And so think of furniture results, gambling, healthcare. These are items that consumers can part ways with a lot of money. And so Google is taking that responsibility very seriously, because they're queuing up what they see as, hey, our top 10 search results should be the best for the consumer. And so they're really using content and user intent to determine, we don't want to lead our customers astray. So Google has shifted the way it does those searches. And so it's really important, if our clients fall into one of those industries, that they know that we're ready with them when that update happens.
Right. And I think that's going to be the case, whether it's tomorrow or 5 years from right. now. You know, we know Google's always changing. We know Facebook's always changing, and they don't send out a pretty little email telling everyone exactly what's going to happen. And oftentimes it's you know, it's Ashley and it's your team in the trenches like, okay, things are changing. Mm-hmm. We need to let our clients know how to handle that. And, you know, even with everything in Google, I know we talked as an agency a few weeks ago about how Google doesn't want people to go to the website. They want them mm-hmm. to stay right there. And that's why it's important, you know, to think about what people are seeing when they search for you. And I think it's good to know that our team is continually being students of the digital space and what's happening there. And I think, you know, the main takeaway from today's conversation in terms of, you know, tips for clients trying to find our marketing agency, and you guys let me know if you're hearing this differently, but is for people to think about, do I want a partner? Do I want a vendor? Do I want to learn, or do I want to lead? Because some clients, they do kind of want to own that, and maybe we would not be the best, you know, partner for them right. because we're going to be, you know, hands on deck with that strategy and the new things that they can take advantage of. Mm-hmm. They need to think about, is their potential vendor going to ask about their goals? Because that's important. If you're talking to someone who's not asking about your goals, I'd say that's probably a red flag, right? And then lastly, thinking about that ROI, even if it's branding, you know, we still need to coming back to what's the return. Maybe it's not a monetary return, but there always has to be a return. Mm-hmm. So anything else before we close this down that you would encourage people to think about when looking at different digital vendors or partners?
I would just challenge each one of you listening today to kind of find maybe three different firms that do something similar to what we do, kind of look through some of their testimonials, look through why people chose them, and see if that aligns with why you would want to choose them as well. You know, we have a lot of great client feedback to where if something worked or something didn't work, we can work one-on-one with that person to say, okay, well, what can we do to make it better? Or thank you, you know, we're great. We're really glad to hear about your experience. And so that would be my number one challenge for all of you listening is, to go and look for yourself and see if you can find that kind of connection. And if not, definitely give us a call and, mm-hmm. and see if
and
we
of course
that.
Pick us. You yes, know, the best. Right.
I would say, you know, I'm really proud of our data, the what we've done for our clients, and I love showing it off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say, can you guys show me some success, not just in terms of imagery and gorgeous websites, but in terms of real hard data? We pay attention to every lead that comes in. We take every client reputation that we hold in our hands. We take that as a personal responsibility into your market. And so, you know, dig deep into asking data questions and don't, I wouldn't settle for kind of surface answers. You know, show me some graphs, show me what you've done in the last 1 year, 3 year, 4 months, whatever it is for clients in our industry. Those are really important questions that should be, they should have really ready answers and stuff to show.
Mm-hmm. And that's not just because you're from the show me state, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, Scott and Ashley, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. And thank you to everyone listening. Thanks for listening to another episode of the RSM Marketing Podcast. If you have questions or comments or ideas for future topics, just go to rsmconnect.com and fill out the contact form.